Yes. Hello. Sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. It looks like it's a bit late for that, though. But don't worry. Don't be afraid. It's just, your window was open, so I thought I'd let myself in. I know what you must be thinking. Who is this sicko, and what are they doing in my room so late at night? It's a fair question. The whole situation is actually quite embarrassing. I thought and hoped you would be sleeping. Not because I want to do anything nefarious. I'm not a thief or a home invader. Well, okay, maybe I am a home invader. But that's not why I'm here. I just wanted to talk. I just wanted you to know that I just wanted time to take things one step at a time. You know? First, I'd enter your room while you were sleeping, and then, while I watched you sleep, I'd get used to being next to you. And by the time you'd wake up, I'd have gathered enough courage to talk to you. But it looks like that plan kind of crashed and burned, so it looks like I'm hitting the ground running here. Okay, at least my words have been flowing. So, to my credit, so far, so good. Now then, about what I wanted to talk to you about. Where do I begin? So, recently. Okay, not recently. It's been a while, actually. But recently, I've been stalking you. Oh god. That sounded way less creepy in my head. But yes, I've been stalking you. But I can assure you, though, it was as wholesome as stalking gets. It's wholesome because I love you. I love you. Enough to stalk you, obviously. Okay, well, actually, I'm pretty sure that's what all stalkers say, but in my case, it's true. And while I was wholesomely stalking you, I noticed something. Well, several things, actually. But none of them are good. So, first of all, I noticed that you seem kind of lonely. You don't really get out that often, and you don't have that many friends. Oh well, real friends, anyways. Not your fault, by the way. And of course, those friends, you don't get to spend as much time with them as I'm sure you'd like. And even when you do spend time with them, that quality of time really isn't that great at all. It's perfectly possible to feel all alone when you're surrounded by company. Trust me, I get it. Which is why I can understand how lonely you really are, and like I said, it's not your fault, but bad things happen to good people, and you're a good person, trust me. I'd be the one to know since I'm your stalker. Wholesome stalker. Because I love you. Don't forget that important bit, please. But as for your condition, it gets worse. Not to be a pessimist, but it gets worse. Because second of all, I noticed that you've been pretty anxious lately. A bit stressed. You know, I don't know if you've noticed it sometimes, but it just happens. But I've noticed. Oh, you know, I don't think this is because of your loneliness, because I've been watching you, and believe me, I know you have a lot of things to be stressed and anxious about. I can see the effect that it's had on you, and it's still having on you. You just haven't been yourself. Your eating habits have changed, your sleeping habits have changed, and so much about you has changed. You're not the same person you once were, and I'm afraid that if this goes on any longer, you might lose your sense of self, and you might even forget who you ever even were. Which, here is the good part, is where I come in. Because I, the stalker who is so head over heels in love for you that I regularly slip you a few extra bills in your pocket when you're not aware. Oh, you thought you were just bad at math and keeping track of your spending, didn't you? But I, that affectionate, wholesome stalker, have made it my divine mission to save you, my very life's purpose. Now, how do I intend to do that, you might ask? Well, the answer is very simple. It's kidnapping. No, don't freak out. I mean, yes, it's kidnapping, but consensually. I will consensually kidnap you. I'll only kidnap you if you want it. Okay, though, I guess at that point it's not really kidnapping if you consent. But I know that this must all sound so absurd, but there's some logic here, I swear. You see, your life has trouble. It has stress and problems, and I am here to take you away from all of that. I'm offering my hand. It's a bit sweaty, I know, but like I said, I thought you'd be sleeping. But I'm offering my hand to take you to my home. You can live there with me. It's a very low stress environment. You don't have to worry about high expectations or responsibility there. Heck, I was blown away when you caught that spoon falling. I even marked it in my notebook. My notebook's right here. I use it to chronicle your life. I can show you sometime. You don't even have to worry about money either. I'll be paying all the bills. And I'm not just talking about the necessities either. I'll even give some to yourself too. I don't judge your spending habits. Oh boy, I know your spending habits. Oh, I've seen them myself. But what might be most important of all is that I'll make sure that you get the attention that you deserve so you feel loved and you never feel lonely. I work from home, you see, so I can be there with you all the time. And I also know a magic chant to make sure that you feel super loved. It goes like this: I love you. I'm a very powerful wizard, I know. But seriously though, I love you. And if I was a moth, you would be my lamp. And if I was a bee, you would be my honey. Oh, well, okay, you're already my honey. Oh, nice. You only winced a little bit. I know what can assure you a bit better. Oh, hold on, I've got it right here. I like to keep it on me just because it gives me strength. Okay, take a look at this. It's a notebook where I wrote "I love you" from cover to cover, see? It's all handwritten. Nothing from a printer. That's cheating. Hopefully you can feel a bit more reassured now that I love you, because I really love you. Did I mention that I love you? I love you. Anyways, I should let you get some sleep. Do give my offer to kidnap you some thought. I'll be here again tomorrow night. I visit every night after all. Oh, and please don't lock your window. Am I forgetting anything else? All right, just one last thing. I love you.